Blog Talk Radio.
You know, just one minute, like it. Your uncle Rose, that's the moon, I'm a wifey. Me, you for the pizza with such me and Nike. Aloha, Instagram, my man said, me psyche. You know, just money, she's done to your Nike. Six was in general, I know it, say I'm mighty. Yeah, trust no man, we see him, them are strikey. And then me know if you wanna show people. Then we sell your own, then we sell your own. This whole kind of friend, then me, I get your bum too. Then we sell your own, then we sell your own. I don't want them to return home. So for me, you think you're for you, you're saying my snow. Watch who you want to go with your dog in the boat. Say nobody, no way, nobody knows roads. Then me, I know, it's a simple thing I need to go to. Then me, I'm a red thing, it's happening, then I'm a glow to. Say me, I'm a candy, then come and take all to. Say you never them, cause I know that them are promote. Down from phone, no fight them up remote. I reckon you, cause I was in the same boat. I get the life in general, but I'm in control. Don't be such a friend, I don't run them out. Wait till I'm in the middle of the right road.
Greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day Resurrection and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and this is a special edition, but in the format of a briefing, and also to begin launching what we call our tutorials. The Million Woman March Universal Movement is now moving in the position, as we have been indicating, to put in place the first global movement for women and girls of African descent worldwide. It has been a very tedious and, wow, shall I say, a roller coaster kind of situation to bring this movement forward, to do it in the way that was given by the ancestors. And best believe we have made serious, serious headway in a way that was absolutely necessary to make certain that our women and girls were able to move forward, advance in the ways that is necessary all across the board, and also to make certain that our families, our communities, our ancestors are upheld, are embraced, and again, is really developed in the way that is necessary in this day and age. And so it is my pleasure to let you know that the Million Woman March Universal Movement, and with that, the Million Black Women Rising Federation, we are now ready to go in full force, and so we shall nationwide. With that said, we're putting out a call for papers. At this point, it's papers for, of course, the upcoming MWM 23-year anniversary commemoration, but also for several other projects that we have in place. Now, many are aware that we have launched our We Charge Genocide 21 project. This is one of several of our initiatives that we have prepared from the National Million Woman March. And, of course, the We Charge Genocide 21 project is about all of us, all of our people. This is focused on the U.S. because it deals with the 400 years of violations that has occurred to our people, with this government in particular, but also others. And we're going to give you more insight into what the We Charge Genocide 21 campaign is, particularly given the fact that now we are preparing to get the first million signatures that we're going to take to the United Nations in December of this year. Now, this is phase one. Now, on July 4th, it will begin what we call phase one of the Boots on the Ground initiative. The Boots on the Ground initiative will be going to different areas in our communities nationwide, our churches, our businesses, our rec centers, all kinds of things where Black people often frequent. We'll be going there to get the first million signatures. Now, this million signatures is not the actual petition that will be filed. It is what we call a official notice and letter of intent that will be taken to the United Nations again on or around Human Rights Day, International Human Rights Day, which of course is December 10th.
Now, leading up to all of that are special sessions, both for the We Charge Genocide 21 / National Black Human Rights Movement, but also for various other components, and I'm going to tell you about some of that tonight. Now, we're not able to do our Zoom tonight. For some reason, I'm not able to connect. So what we'll do, again, is use tonight as a tutorial session, which go to this broadcast at any time and get this information, because we're going to start breaking down some of the intricacies of what it is that we've been talking about and building over these past 20 years. Now, again, we're finding a lot of people are talking about human rights right about now, and even more so the UN. Well, MWM has been talking about it for the past 10 years and been actively researching, investigating, and so forth, particularly in the last 7 years. And then, of course, in 2017, we made the announcement at our 20-year anniversary commemoration that we were, in fact, preparing to launch the We Charge Genocide 21 Project, which, of course, includes the work of Mother Callie House, Queen Mother Moore, Dr. Robert Brock, Paul Robeson, William Patterson, Dr. Yusuf Klee, and, of course, Malcolm X and others. We have examined their works and as such have made certain that we will provide information, some of what they did, what they envisioned, what they actually accomplished as we proceed in preparing to charge the United States government with crimes against humanity, which again is what Paul Robeson and William Patterson did in 1951. Dr. Yusuf Klee, of course, was an advisor to Malcolm X, and of course, Malcolm X's last 2 years of his life was really focusing on the issue of human rights. And so we are going to now connect with some of the countries that Malcolm X did talk with to get their support for the issues relevant to the human rights violations of Black folks here in the U.S. And so with the We Charge Genocide 21 Project, again, on July the 4th, the Boots on the Ground initiative goes into effect. And here in Philadelphia, beginning at 12 o'clock noon, we will be at 5th and Market Street. This is where the location around where the first White House actually existed here in Philadelphia with the first president of the United States, known as George Washington. And we are going to assemble where George Washington had his slave house. Yes. How can a country talk about being the cradle of liberty? How can a city talking about city of brotherly love? And we definitely know it also has now said since the Million Woman March brought 2.5 million Black women into the city of Philadelphia, assembled in one location at one time, the city then decided to also use the phrase the city of sisterly affection. Well, unfortunately, I haven't seen much of that in this city because this is what is known as a boule type city. It's also a city that tends to really have a lot of gatekeepers and people who really are put in place to do the enemy's bidding. And so it has been extremely difficult in this city to bring forward a movement that is not only self-determined, but that is really striving and plans to obtain and sustain real independence, real justice, and all that goes with that. But we have persevered, and so we are now moving forward and again establishing the first global movement for women and girls of African descent worldwide, in addition to some other things that is relevant to all of our people. And so, again, with the We Charge Genocide 21, we'll begin to show you, you know, what some of that is. And you'll hear us talk more about the Global AFCOM Village, which, of course, is a direct link to the original Million Woman March. But of course, the Million Woman March focuses greatly on women, girls, our women and girls all types of issues that is relevant and interest that is relevant to our women and girls. And, oh, with that said, today commemorates one of our 20 sister saints. And in 2017, MWM unveiled 20 sister saints that we have put into our kind of, you know, realm as part of our movement. And one of those 20 sister saints happened to be none other than Dr. Queen Saint Catherine Dunham. Today would have marked or does mark her Earth Day. And again, for those who are not familiar with the great Catherine Dunham, you most certainly should be, because when it comes to dance in particular, there was none other like her. The Dunham technique just took over the whole idea of dance at that time. And of course, she was not only quite proficient in ballet, she then transformed ballet, the regular European type of ballet, she then transformed it into something else. Of course, she was not only an excellent dancer or choreographer, she was also an anthropologist. And of course, she was what was called then a social activist. And so, you know, here we had a Black woman who was really adamant about our culture. She traveled extensively, particularly throughout the Cavalcone countries, and did a lot of work and lived for quite a while in Haiti, and learned the traditions of that country. And so she was able to infuse some of the rhythms, some of the dance of Haiti into her ballet, you know, kinds of choreography. And so, again, it was none other like our great Catherine Mary Dunham, okay? And she was born June 22nd, 1909, and she made transition on May 21st in 2006. She lived primarily in Chicago in her last years, and of course there is a school in Chicago named for her that teaches her Dunham technique. And it's unfortunate that that school almost closed, but I believe it was able to remain open. And that's one of the things that we're talking about doing, making certain that those who come before us, that we are just so committed to keeping their legacies alive. And so we're going to tell you more about the great Catherine Dunham, and with that, begin to prepare to offer a scholarship in her name, and particularly in the field of anthropology. We need Black anthropologists. We need Black folks who are studying our history, our culture, and so forth. And so with that said, I'm going to tell you more about that in a few minutes. Before we do, we are going to go back for a moment and begin to give you some information about the A Million Black Women Rising Federation, and with that, the mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement. Yep, it is coming October 25th. The first national Black Women's Reunion is coming Philadelphia, October 25th. 2020 here in Philadelphia. You got to make that, sisters, because this is bringing sisters together from SNCC, NAACP, Nation of Islam, RAM, you name it. Women who were from the 60s era, the 50s era, leading up to now, but women who focus on freedom, justice, liberation for our people. Get ready. Here we come. A Million Black Women Rising, and the mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement, the National Black Women's Reunion, the reunion of those who were about and participated in and are today for freedom and justice. Thank you. Right. So again, October 25th here in Philadelphia, our first national Black Women's Reunion. This reunion, again, is to bridge that generation gap to bring together women from the 50s era, 60s era, 70s era, straight up to now. Those sisters who were involved in any kind of movement that was dealing with our liberation, dealing with equality, dealing with justice, we're going to bring them all together and begin to map out this new Black women's agenda for the 21st century. How exciting is that? And historic. So, we're going to be telling you more about that during the course of the week. Now, we have another tutorial session coming up on Wednesday. And with that, we're going to go more into some of the specifics of the development of this movement, the MWM Universal Movement, as well as giving you information about the National Black Human Rights Movement and the Recharge Genocide 21 Project. All right. With that said, I want to ask you about two things. One, are you familiar with the Decade for African Women? The Decade for African Women was, of course, launched by the African Union in 2010. And so it ends this year. And so what we'll be doing this year as part of the 23-year anniversary of the Million Woman March, we are going to present reports from various countries as it pertains to what was either accomplished or suggested or what have you from the various countries, the various nations, the various groups that were involved in this Decade for African Women. And with that, we'll provide updates, reports, and also MWM's project, which we call the Nexus, our Decade for African Women worldwide, and but we call it the Nexus. Okay, that means it's from 2020 to 2030. And so now the various committees are being put together that is going to deal with some of the coordination for that program. So again, if you are interested in now becoming a member of A Million Black Women Rising or any of the other components of MWM, which we will certainly begin to make more available to you, you can just give us a send us an email, rather, at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can call area code 267-636-3802. Again, 267-636-3802. This year for the MWM 23, we will be issuing a document and information that we call Practical Unity, as well as the Black Print 2020-25. All A Million Black Women Rising Federation members will be getting copies of those documents, because these will be standard documents that we'll be using for the next 5 years, because there's a timetable connected to these documents in terms of what we have to accomplish in these next 5 years. The other thing we want to ask you about, family, is, let me give a quick update on, we did get a report in terms of Sister Breonna Taylor. From what we have been told, there has been some legislation passed in regards to her murder. Well, we knew that that would happen, but we also making certain that our position is that the no-knock law should be removed on a national level. Now, from what we've been told, it has passed in that particular state, or state, or in Louisville, I believe, Louisville, Kentucky. They now are removing that from their laws. Well, that's a wonderful thing. That's an excellent start. But again, that law does exist in other cities and other states. So the situation or the mission should be to have it now removed from all of the books. And so on July 4th, we are suggesting to everyone, hold a rally in your community on July 4th. Connect with us here in Philadelphia because this is an international day of solidarity, the day that we stand together in solidarity to fight racism and white supremacy in every kind of manner. And in point of clarity, we're not saying that anyone is supreme. We're saying there's a system that is recognized or has been coined as the system of white supremacy, meaning there's a mentality, an ideology, and a methodology based on a group of people thinking that they are supreme. We are not saying that we agree with them being supreme, but what we do know is that they have implemented programs and other kinds of operations to perpetuate their ideology, and in as such has inflicted upon people of African descent all types of horrors, all types of just, you know, horrendous kinds of treatment, barbaric. So, yes, there is a system that comes from, and it is based on an entity thinking that they are supreme. And so we will now fight against that and begin to, if not totally end it, certainly begin to lessen it all across the board. So, again, on July the 4th, that is the day that this country calls Independence Day. Certainly for Black folks, it was never that. It was never intended to be any independence for us. However, we can take the opportunity to make a statement and say we certainly are preparing to be independent from these people, and we want what is rightfully ours. We want reparatory justice. We want restitution. We want restoration and what is also known as retribution justice. Okay, and so again, we'll be talking more about that as we proceed and get ready for the National Black Human Rights Summit. The National Black Human Rights Summit is going to take place in Washington, D.C. from September 23rd through the 25th, and then on September 26th, we are planning a mass rally in D.C., which will tell the world again that we are preparing for the taking of the million signatures to the United Nations and for the next steps, or that is one of the next steps in preparing us for the official filing of We Charge Genocide. So again, call for papers. Any topic relevant to human rights violations of African people in the U.S., specifically descendants of enslaved Africans in the U.S. So our Recharge Genocide is not just for or about police and governmental terrorism, police brutality, excessive force, misconduct. Our Recharge Genocide is applied to every aspect of human rights violation. That includes gentrification, that includes environmental racism, mass incarceration, political prisoners, inferior education. I think I'm understand that. Every aspect of crimes against humanity, which gets into inequality, which gets into Jim Crow, which gets into the flood of crack cocaine being placed in our communities, which gets into the Tuskegee experiment, which gets into the various things that these people have done to us over these 400 years. Okay, and so we are now going to bring this information to the world community and to the world courts, not just the information, but the evidence of some of these things that have, in fact, been done. And with that, connected to some of the work that has already been presented. Again, 1951, We Charge Genocide, Paul Robeson, William Patterson documented hundreds of cases of government and mob beatings, torturing of our people. We can also now, as Black women, bring the information of the rapes that have occurred to our women. And of course, there's no real accurate record of that because many years ago people did not keep a record. But we have enough information to show that particularly white men oftentimes would rape black women, even though they oftentimes would try to talk about black men, you know, molesting or raping white women, but they certainly never really put in the forefront the vast amount of rapes that black women experience during that time and even today, and particularly when we're talking about in certain kinds of circles, particularly as we now talk about sex trafficking and other kinds of things. So, again, we saw genocide, 21. 21 areas, 21 demands, 21 points in the 21st century. So if you, again, would like more information about that, please feel free to email us at nationalmwm@aol.com. Again, nationalmwm@aol.com. Or you can email us at nbhrproject@gmail.com. Again, nbhrproject@gmail.com. And of course, that represents the National Black Human Rights Project. Okay, let's see. The next thing we want to go to for tonight as part of our tutorial is for sisters. Again, we now have special units or special operations for our women. We have the National Black Women's Defense and Justice Leagues. There's now membership open for that. That particular group is geared specifically to make certain that reports are provided by state to our national headquarters where it pertains to issues that black women are dealing with in the areas of incarceration, say, you know, having to be involved with the system as far as the system taking their children. Anything that is relevant to their to what needs to be dealt with in terms of their defense, their safety, and so forth, their protection. It could be harassment on the job. It could be discrimination in terms of housing. All of those things are relevant to the Black Women's Defense and Justice League. Now, the Justice League is not limited to women. The Justice League is basically for any of our people. We select whatever cases that we want to work on, but the Black Women's Defense piece is specifically for our women and girls. Again, we want to make certain that we are now able to document and record the missing women and girls throughout the country. We're preparing now to get a hotline so that that information can be provided on a national level. And again, we want to make certain that it is documented, that it is registered based on each state and or city throughout the U.S. We want to make sure that we have a website ready in the very near future that will list these names and descriptions and other kinds of things about missing young girls and, of course, black women. We're going to also begin to provide other kinds of services to black women and girls, support services, services that deal with trauma, services that deal with, you know, being abused, things of that nature, other kinds of skills development. These are some of the services that we will be providing in the very near future. So, again, we're looking for sisters to really get involved on all kinds of levels. We need people that are in the professional arenas to support this initiative. We need to be able to take care of our sisters, our women and girls, ourselves, our children too. But again, this is one of many of our initiatives. There are a variety of programs, and some of them are exclusively for black women and girls, and some of them are for the entire family and community. But again, as we move forward, we must make certain that we deal with what is going on with our women and our girls. And so, again, for those sisters who are in professional fields, be it in medical fields, social fields, arts, whatever, all of that is applicable to the development of our women and girls holistically. And there are several components now that our women can tap into to get involved. And so, again, we're going to make that information available for you very soon on our new website. But in the meantime, you can, again, reach us via email at nationalmwm@aol.com, or you can reach us at ambwr2020@gmail.com. Again, ambwr2020@gmail.com. And of course, that's A Million Black Women Rising 2020@gmail.com. But again, it's just the acronym, which is AMBR, ambwr2020@gmail.com. Okay. I guess the last thing we need to convey again is one of our special units is up and running. And again, we welcome sisters who are really serious about now being very, very involved in some what we call direct action kinds of things. And so the Black Women's Special Forces and Ops, that unit is now in effect. It deals with self-defense, meaning those sisters who want to learn different aspects of weaponry, those sisters who want to learn self-defense, meaning in the form of martial arts, boxing, or in some other form of self-defense, or sisters who want to deal with the intelligence aspect of our special forces. That's a training. It gives you investigative work or investigative understandings, research capabilities, etc. So again, for those sisters who might be interested in those types of discipline, and yes, this does require a level of commitment that will get into training, that gets into studying materials, and so forth. This is a very unique and a very specialized unit, and that's why it's called the Black Women's Special Forces and Ops. This is a special unit that is designed specifically to do certain key things. And again, this group will have its own classes, its own training sessions coming up, okay? All right, family, we're going to get ready to close this session out. Let me see. I guess that's really all I wanted to share with you tonight. We'll go more in depth on Wednesday, and so we should be ready for our Zoom connection on Wednesday as well. But again, we want to make you aware that there are these new units available to you as a part of MWM Universal Movement, and that is, of course, again, the mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement. That is, again, any Black woman who has previously or presently or wish to in the future become involved in some aspect of the liberation, the justice movement. That is the focus for that group. That group of, or that unit of sisters focuses on issues that is relevant. And again, that's not just for our women. That's for our people. Any issue that is relevant to justice and liberation for our people, the mothers, daughters, and sisters of the movement. That's one of our new units. And again, we will provide you with the membership information on Wednesday, along with membership information for the Black Women's Special Forces and Ops units. Okay. All right, family, we're going to close this session out. And again, we'll come back to you on Wednesday. We'll have another special session on Wednesday at 10 o'clock. And that will be, again, in the form of a tutorial. We'll break down some very specific components for you as it pertains to the new units that we now have available as far as membership. We will be in D.C. later on this week to begin to take information over to some of the embassies to advise them about some of the things we're doing with the We Charge Genocide 21 campaign. And again, we want to remind you, October 25th, we will have here in Philadelphia our first national Black Women's Reunion, and it is a reunion for sisters in particular who have been involved, are involved, will be involved with any type of justice, liberation, freedom type of action. All right, family, we're going to move on. And again, we'll reconnect with you on Wednesday. Until then, you know what we say. We're going to leave you as we oftentimes greet you. And that is in the spirit of Ma'at and Hotep. But remember, there can never be any real peace, meaning Ma'at, until there's truly justice. Because if there's no justice, there certainly will be no peace. Until next time, from Moja to the Shinda, together we shall win. Thank you.